As a new round of peace talks began, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that 66 countries had taken part. He called it proof that his peace plan to end Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II had gradually become global. Even Belarus leader and Russia ally Alexander Lukashenko said that Ukraine's demands for Russia to leave its territory in exchange for peace needs to be resolved at a negotiating table so nobody dies. It comes amid mounting concerns about the growing number of casualties among both Ukrainian and invading Russian forces. The United States says thousands of Russian troops have died during their latest offensive in Ukraine's eastern ruined city of Avdiivka and elsewhere. White House spokesperson John Kirby said retreating Russian troops had been executed by fellow soldiers.
In Avdiivka and elsewhere on the battlefield, Russia continues to show no regard for the lives of its soldiers. We believe they have suffered thousands of casualties in their effort to conduct this offensive, some of them on the orders of their own leaders. We have information that the Russian military has been actually executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders. We also have information that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units if they seek to retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
Kiev says in recent days Russia lost an entire brigade in Avdiivka, while Ukraine's southern forces said Russia's army suffered over 400 casualties a day. Those figures have not been confirmed by Russia, which claimed to have shot down over 30 Ukrainian drones over the Black Sea and the Crimean Peninsula overnight. Local media reported that drone debris caused a fire at an oil refinery in the southern Krasnodar region bordering the Black Sea. However, Ukraine also suffered setbacks, as four police officers were reportedly wounded when a shell fired by Russian troops exploded by their police car in the city of Siversk in Donetsk province. Besides fights on the battlefields, diplomatic wrangling continues, with Russia threatening to confiscate assets belonging to European Union states it deems unfriendly. It comes after Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the EU's executive European Commission, announced a proposal to use the profits from frozen Russian state assets to help Ukraine and its post-war reconstruction. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.